The ABC has learned that a former Queensland police detective is the focus of a major investigation by the state's Crime and Corruption Commission. They're focusing on millions of dollars scammed from investors in sports betting syndicates and the sale of race prediction software. A four-month ABC investigation has uncovered evidence of a network of Gold Coast-based syndicates. It's since emerged that the state's corruption watchdog is focusing on police detective turned private investigator Mick Featherstone, his associates, and his connection with a number of these syndicates. More disturbingly, allegations are being investigated that Mr. Featherstone and his activities have been protected for years by former and serving police. This report by Mark Willacy and producer Mark Solomons.
Appreciate the modern investment lifestyle we provide, free from stress and worry.
Importantly, they promise tax-free income with profits paid within minutes, all from your own home. But what they're actually selling are memberships to betting syndicates or software that supposedly can help people pick winners. These products can cost investors tens of thousands of dollars, and thousands of Australians have bought them.
So a lot of the major scams, the ones that have taken big money, have disguised themselves as betting operations, but there's no betting actually gone on, so all the money's been cleaned out the back door.
Ken Gamble is a New South Wales private investigator who's spent the last few years investigating these Gold Coast-based betting scams and software syndicates.
When you look at the money that has been made in these scams, you're looking at hundreds of millions of dollars.
Johnny Kane was a director of one of these operations, a betting and software syndicate called UK Home-Based Business. But Kane says he was merely recruited to be a front man, a patsy, told that his main task was to sign checks and official documents.
And I said, oh, well, is it illegal? And they said, no, it's not illegal. And he's the sort of guy that, you know, is a retired senior sergeant from the Queensland Police, from the organised crime unit, 17 years service. I mean, if you can't trust that bloke, then who can you trust?
That bloke was indeed a former Queensland detective, a police officer turned private investigator called Mick Featherstone. In a statement issued by his lawyers, Featherstone denies any involvement in the running or management of UK Home-Based Business or any other race betting or software operation. But during his investigations into scams going back 10 years, New South Wales private investigator Ken Gamble has often come across Mr. Featherstone's name.
Well, he's an ex-police officer turned private investigator, somebody that's been on the Gold Coast for a long time and has established relationships on both sides of the fence, and from my understanding is very well connected with the Queensland Police at very high levels.
UK Home-Based Business was a race betting scam typical of those run by the Gold Coast syndicates, and Trevor Clark is just one of its victims.
We're extremely happy with it and everything was going wonderfully, and then on the 21st of February, we got an email saying, oh, sorry, the accounts are suspended.
The operators of UK Home-Based Business told Trevor Clark and other investors there'd been a software problem. But an email obtained by the ABC confirms there had been no such software glitch. The email originated from Mick Featherstone's Phoenix Global office and was from his son Zach to Johnny Kane, their hand-picked puppet director of UK Home-Based Business.
Hi, mate. Pat and Charlie have requested you be available to close the UK Home Business Bank accounts on the 24th of December 2013.
Johnny Kane confirms that at this time, he was being asked to help empty the UK Home-Based Business bank accounts, pulling out $600,000 in 1 week alone, just before Christmas.
We're talking $40,000 per check, three times a day, for about a week.
This was all investors' money being stripped from the company. Trevor Clark alone would lose $80,000.
Yeah, we're relying on the money to as an income for repaying our mortgage, and it's quite likely that we'll lose our house eventually.
In total, investors lost more than $4 million when UK Home-Based Business was stripped and shut. And that's just one of a number of these sorts of schemes connected to Mick Featherstone that are run out of the Gold Coast. 2 years ago, private investigator Ken Gamble wrote a detailed brief on one of these scam syndicates and passed it on to the Queensland Police.
I've been pushing to have cases investigated that I knew were part of an organised syndicate of people that were professional fraudsters.
And what response did you get?
No response.
Former Detective Mick Featherstone has been seen mixing with serving police. Recently, he even gave a farewell speech for a very high-ranking officer. Through his lawyers, Featherstone denies having any friendships or associations with serving police officers. Despite this, the ABC can now reveal that after years of inaction, a serious investigation is now underway. And because of the possible involvement of senior police, this investigation is being led by Queensland's Crime and Corruption Commission. The CCC probe centres on Mick Featherstone, his associates and these syndicates, and it's being described as a priority investigation with the personal involvement of the Commission's acting chairman, Ken Levy.
Mark Willacy, and the full report on that story can be seen on 7:30, right after the ABC TV news.